Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. Hey there, welcome back to Conversations with Kate. I'm Kate, your host. This is the space where we're going to talk about real life music and everything in between. Today, we're going to talk about something that's quiet and subtle, but really powerful. It's about the impact you don't even know that you're having on people. Have you ever had someone tell you, "You said something years ago that stuck with me," and you had no idea what they were even talking about? Or maybe they said you helped them through a hard time and you didn't even realize they were going through anything at all. That's what today's episode is all about. The moments where you were the light in someone's life and you didn't even realize that you were shining. You see, sometimes we are just so caught up in our own heads, our to-do lists, things that we need to get done, our lives, our insecurities, our routines, that we forget we are being watched. We are being listened to and felt by others more than you know. Your kindness, your consistency, that moment you made someone feel happy, that you made someone laugh when they really needed it, that mattered. I think about this story, you've probably heard it before, where maybe you've heard a different version of it or a version of it, where a student's walking out of school and drops all of his books. Another kid stopped to help him pick it up and they walked and talked a little, nothing special. And years later, the kid who dropped the books said that he had planned to end his life that day, but someone caring enough to notice him changed everything. And the other person had no idea. I'm not saying every single interaction has that type of dramatic impact. Or is that dramatic? But even just showing up with kindness or smiling, giving somebody a small compliment, saying someone's name to them, or remembering their name, or complimenting their shirt. You never know who's looking at you and who's thinking, because of them, I didn't give up. Because of them, I felt seen. Because of them, I believed in myself a little more. And here's the thing. People don't always tell us the impact that we've had on them. Sometimes they're too shy. Sometimes they don't realize it until years later. And sometimes they just can't find the words. So I'm just going to say this. If no one has told you lately, your presence matters. The way you carry yourself, the way you treat people when no one's watching, the way that you simply exist with care. You are influencing people in ways that you may never know. And that is both humbling and really, really beautiful. Some of the things that I've experienced lately have been kind of like unfavorable things in life. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, is that despite these like unfavorable things that have come into my life, and share this with you, is that I just kind of chug along and pay attention, like I said earlier, pay attention to my checklist, to what I got to do every single day. And, you know, I just don't realize the impact that that has on people. And this is just a for instance. One of the people had told me, was a client of mine, who I just was talking about, you know, my skincare routine. This is kind of silly, my skincare routine. And she's like, "Your skin is beautiful. And what do you use?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, it's really kind of simple. I just use Pond's and sometimes The Ordinary moisturizer." The next time that I did her brows, she was like, "Oh my gosh," I went and I got the Pond's and I love it. Another incident where I had inspired someone, or they said that I had made an impact and I didn't even realize, was a client of mine who I spoke to about my health journey and what I did and how I got from A to Z and how I feel about it currently. She said that it made the impact with her because she had been on Weight Watchers, not to really obsess about like weighing her food and, you know, have that like food noise. And I was like, wow, really? Okay, that's super awesome. And one of the things she said that really, really made an impact was that I intuitively was trying a new thing, which was intuitive eating, which I have done recently. And she said that she's been doing that too. And a lot of her food noise has kind of gone away. It's given her that little bit of confidence to be like, you know what? This is my body. I don't need to measure. I don't have to like make sure that it's exact to whatever the measurements were. I don't know how Weight Watchers works, but apparently that is like something that they do with that program. So it was really cool to hear her little testimonial. I didn't even realize that. It was just like, you know, I talk to people about what helped me all the time. And it was very cool to hear that those were some things that impacted her. The other one recently, personal experience that I would like to share is my niece. She is an adult now, and recently she had messaged me and she said, Anike, you have no idea the impact that you have on me. She sees parts of me in her, and that's helped her in turn love herself. And that she looks up to me and that I'm a beam of light. And one of the text messages that she sent me recently was like, your growth and your evolvement is not just benefiting you, it's benefiting me. So thank you so much for being that example, which, you know, again, it's an unseen impact that I had on these three incidents of people. And then one of the things that I would like to kind of add into that personal testimony thing is, of all of the things that I've done in the recent couple of years, what has had the most, like, what is one of the things that the most important that I would stick with? And honestly, that is prioritizing sleep. My morning routine, which is warm lemon ginger water, cold plunging, first light, and 3 rounds of 30 breath and grounding and meditation, which this person was like, okay, that's not just one thing, but I love the fact that that's what you stick with. And I'm like, yeah, it's not necessarily a one thing. If I were to choose just the one thing out of all of the things, it would definitely have to be cold plunging. So here's the thing. People don't always tell us when we've had an impact on them. Sometimes they're too shy. Sometimes they don't even realize it until years later. And sometimes they just can't find the words. I want to reiterate that statement. If no one has told you lately, your presence matters. So here's a little challenge, or maybe just an invitation. Live like someone is watching, like you're leaving a mark, because it is. And if someone has impacted you, maybe it's time to tell them. You never know what kind of fuel that might be for their journey. There's other people that I'd like to talk about that have personally impacted me. I can't remember her name for the life of me, but it is the person that inspired me to do OMAD, and just seeing that the difference that it made in her day-to-day life. Couple of my different teachers here at LCC campus. Big shouts out to Nada Radakovic, I think is how you say her last name. We just call her by Nada. Professor Jones and Professor G, which we will have him, by we, I mean me, I will have him here in studio soon to chat with him, as well as the thing that like got me started on my musical journey, Reed Speed, fantastic woman. My brother and I went to go see her perform in Orlando. And here I was sitting in the VIP area of this venue behind the DJ booth. And I was watching this woman who was shorter than I, and I am a 5'2", and just absolutely tiny, tiny frame in an oversized baggy shirt, just completely run this entire venue. And I would say there was probably about, I'd say at the very least, 1,000 people inside of that venue on that floor and in the mezzanine areas. And she was able to control and flow just control that room and respond and have everybody interact with her as the DJ. And I was like, oop, you know what? If she can do it, there's definitely no reason why I can't do it. And it was not that long after that that I kind of really put my head down and was like, all right, I'm going to give this DJing thing all I have. And I did. I went home and I put my head down and I just practiced. A couple of the other people that have inspired me are Chris Hemsworth. That is more of a on my health journey type of inspiration. I can't remember the name of the show. I know I've talked about it on another episode, but it basically was like, I just want to like hack my body and perform better. And that's where the cold plunging and the breath work initially had started. And that led me to, fortunately, dipping my toes into the shower like a couple of seconds at a time when it was the most cold, as well as doing breath work. I had no idea what it was up until that episode of watching him like jump in freezing, frigid water. And so I looked up Wim Hof and the different breathing methods. And till this day, that, like I said earlier, that's some of the things that I do. So again, that's just an impact, a small little impact that I had from watching a television show with Chris Hemsworth that I still carry with me every single day. And it is radically changed my life. Again, the breath work was further cemented in by another lovely woman who had an impact on me. Her name is Jojo Campos. She does breath work sessions at, I think it's Yoga Connect. That's one of the places that she does the breath work sessions, a couple of different places here in Lansing. And she had come out and done a breath work session on my friend Victoria's birthday. That altered my DNA at a cellular level. And again, is why I still do breath work to this day, every single day, every single day. If I am feeling stressed out, if I am feeling anxious, and I will just go outside and I will plant my feet in the grass, the dirt, and I will walk around and do 3 rounds of 30 breaths, which is a Wim Hof method. And the first light, that makes a huge difference too. I always like tell people that, you know, I'm pretty sure that my neighbors think that I'm a little crazy lady because I do. When it's warm outside and it's not freezing temperatures or frigid temperatures, I am outside in my backyard touching grass and looking at the sunshine first thing in the morning and doing my breath work every single day. So again, just reiterate to you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you and the way that you are has an impact on so many people that you are around. Don't think that you don't, because I have had people that tell me, and I don't think that I am an inspirational person. I just, in my mind, I'm like, hey, I just do what I do every single day and kind of carry on. Oh, I just had something come to me. There was another impact that I didn't realize that I had had my first semester here at LCC. I was actually chatting with my classmates about my 3 rounds of 30 breath grounding and all of that stuff. And one of my classmates, Micah, over the summertime actually sent me a photograph of her and one of her friends actually outside grounding. And, you know, like I said, you just don't know who is around you that is paying attention to what you're doing, especially people that maybe you're not interacting with. Maybe they're just in the room with you and you're interacting with someone else. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If this episode made you think about someone, send it their way, or better yet, tell them what they mean to you right now. And if no one has told you lately, I am here to tell you that I'm glad you're here and that you have made an impact and the world is better with you in it. Until next time, take care of yourself and remember, your impact matters even when it goes unseen. If there's anything that you want to add or contact me with about someone that's made an impact with you, please do so. You can message me on all social platforms for Conversations with Kate and just kind of put it in there, #unseenimpact. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.